I've been doing okay. I've been doing a solid job. Like I said, it's a lot of room for improvement. I'm fortunate to have made a couple big plays the past couple games, to help the team out. But, like I said, a lot of room for improvement. I can get better at some things.
How important is chemistry with Harrison? Or is that kind of a secondary thing to just yourself?
If once the season comes, if I'm the guy or whoever's the guy, that chemistry with Harrison will be very important. We have two safeties back there. The chemistry between guys is, real important as far as like from a communicative, standpoint and things of that nature. So that'll be something that whoever is back there with him will have to make sure is on point.
How much do you feel you've grown from year one to year two?
I feel like I've grown a fair amount. I think that I'm more comfortable now with the system and making the calls and, playing within the defense. So I think I've done a pretty good job as far as the transition from year one to year two.
How much of a difference is there between the strong safety spot and free safety spot?
Not much of a difference. For the most part, both of the guys can be interchangeable throughout the game. For the most part, all of our safeties can, if they're playing free, they're able to play strong. Or if they're playing strong, they're able to play free. Everybody seems to have a knowledge of both safety positions. So, you got to be ready to play either one.
Does having played corner give you an edge in coverage? And I guess, does not having played safety before, does that impact any of that kind of learning curve for you?
Well, as far as the corner thing, I think that does help. As far as, when you have man-to-man responsibility on guys, covering the tight end is slightly easier than covering guys like Sammy Watkins and things of that nature. So, I think that helps me out there as far as coverage is concerned. But I have played safety before my first 2 years at Virginia Tech, so, I'm not too new to the position.
So a lot more you got to pay attention to, though, in the NFL in terms of just how diverse offenses can be compared to college?
As far as safety is concerned, no, I mean, not really. I mean, you see different offensive sets. They're pretty similar to certain teams and what people run in college. I mean, there are a lot of diverse systems in college, and, this is more like pro style and stuff like that. But, I wouldn't say it's any more difficult.
What was the biggest challenge for you coming in learning this system specifically?
Probably just adjusting to the terminology and when guys start, motioning and things, things like that. North Turner is a guy that motions a lot of guys. So, in practice, we get a lot of reps. We get to see a lot of people motioning around and having to make different calls and things like that. So I'd probably say that was probably the hardest thing, just being able to anticipate the next call or what could happen, before it actually happens.
You've had takeaways in two straight games, and some DBs are just kind of have that knack of doing that. Have you historically in college, kind of have that knack of coming up with those big plays? Can you be that kind of guy regularly, or what do you?
Yes.
Okay. Elaborate, please.
In college, I was able to get my hands on a lot of balls, fortunately, had some takeaways and things of that nature. So I pride myself on trying to make the big play, trying to, change the game around and set the offense up to put points on the board. So, I just try to get my hand on the ball and then afterwards try to return it for as many yards as I can.
Nico, did you have to make any adjustments on that, or did he just kind of overthrow it right to you?
I just read him the whole time. He wasn't really looking off that much in the beginning of the game. So, where he was looking was where he was throwing. So he tried to kind of fit it in there to his wide receiver, and he kind of overthrew it a little bit, and I was right there.
So if anything, you were going for the receiver, and you had to make an adjustment to him because he overthrew it?
No. I was going for the ball.
You were going right for the ball.
Yeah, I was going for the ball.
How do you kind of summarize how the competition's going for the starting job?
I think everybody's doing a pretty good job. Everybody's playing well. Blanton played well this last game. So did Sandejo, Prater, Anthony Harris. I mean, everybody's playing well. So, it's definitely a tough competition, but that's up to the coaches.
What kind of feedback have you gotten from them? What else do you need to show them to win that job?
I just got to continue to continue to be consistent. I think I'm doing a much better job at the mental part of it, making calls and checks and putting guys in the right position and things of that nature. So just being consistent, clean up some tackling stuff I can get better at, and continue to make plays.
Thanks a lot.
All right. Thank you.